I thought this moment would never arrive. Finally, I get to talk with Ayanna. Had to get all that business out of the way, Ayanna, so I could actually pay attention. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
I'd like to come a little bit closer. I like your jacket that you're wearing today. That's a great color for you.
Thank you.
A nice pink. What does it say on it?
It says justice.
Justice. That's a great sentiment. Now, who is with you? Who's sitting there next to you?
She is my big sister, Maria.
And can you tell me a little bit about her?
Maria is kind, sweet, and nice. I love her dogs that she has. I met her around October 13th. 2017. I've been in this program for 1 year. And I like to hang out with my big sister.
What makes her nice? Can you give me some examples of why you think she's so nice?
I think she's nice because she's always nice to me. She's kind to other people, even though she don't know them or even though when they're being mean to her.
Has she made you feel like it's important to be nice? You seem to me like somebody who always knew that.
It's not really important. It's like important to be nice to people, but it's not unimportant because sometimes you're really not thinking about it as much.
So it just should be kind of part of a way of life. You just do it to be nice, it sounds like you're saying.
Yes.
And let me ask the same thing of your big sister, Maria. Good morning to
Hi.
You.
Good
You've
morning.
Got a New York Yankees hat
I do.
On.
I'll try to hide my accent.
Well, that's okay. Are you from New York?
I am.
What borough?
I grew up in Long Island.
Okay.
And then moved here a couple years ago.
I shouldn't have assumed New York City, so long.
It's okay. I spent a lot of time there and lived there for quite a while.
What area in Long Island?
Huntington area?
I know Huntington.
Okay.
I have a friend in Syosset.
Okay.
So I know that a little bit. So describe Ayanna to me.
Well, I feel like we're the same person, right? She said I was nice, but to flip it back to her, she's a really, really kind, genuine kid. Manners off the charts, always really respectful, sweet, loving, and just a kind girl.
When you say manners, what are you thinking about?
Always says thank you, always says please, always asks if something's okay if I do this. A lot of times we've been to the trampoline park and a bunch of different activities, and if somebody cuts in front of her, she says, excuse me, but I was there. Would you mind if you went behind me? And, I mean, a lot of other kids that I come across don't really approach scenarios with just that type of respect and manners. So, something that I think her mama taught her.
Yeah, Ayanna, you have a great smile. Have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older?
A little bit. I wanted to be a professional dancer, and I always wanted to go to Kappa for middle school and high school.
Well, that's great. Well, you're at Liberty Elementary now, and mm-hmm. you live in Garfield, right?
Yes, I do.
And you're in fourth grade, so Kappa starts in sixth, right?
Yeah, but you got to try out in fifth.
I see. So are you thinking about getting ready to try out?
Yes.
And dance, is that what you do?
I want to be on a dance team, but I'm currently not right now.
What kind of dance do you like to do?
Hip-hop, mostly.
Do you do steps at all?
Yes, I do steps.
Excellent. So what's, something that you two would like to do? Like, if you could do anything in the world today, doesn't necessarily have to be just one thing, but can you think of something like you two really enjoy doing together?
Well, we like going, we like exploring new things. We like trying out new things, even though we think we don't like it, we might end up liking it.
That takes a lot of courage, actually, to try something brand new.
It does.
Yes. Well,
did you try something new recently?
Well, we went rock climbing, and I never really wanted to do it because I thought I was going to fall. But I ended up going with Maria, and I ended up having so much fun. And
did you fall?
No. I fell like a couple, like on a couple rocks, but it wasn't like, I still got caught because I was on a rope, so the rope ended up catching me.
Yeah, they have a harness they put on you to make sure that you don't get hurt.
Yes.
So that was fun. What did you think about rock climbing, Maria?
I'm not too fond of heights, so I do it occasionally just because it puts you out of your comfort zone, and it was something she was open to, so it's fun. It's not something that I'm great at, but it's something that we can kind of learn together and be scared doing together.
Mm-hmm. Now, Maria, do you work?
I do.
What do you do?
I'm in digital marketing.
And have you ever gone to see where Maria works?
Yes, I have one time. I forget where we was going. Where was he going?
Maria's laughing. She remembers the story.
Yeah, we had. It was so.
Something must have been a deadline that Maria had to meet.
So, okay, well, I'll just say it. So I really had to go to the bathroom, and there were no other bathrooms around. And it was a Saturday, and we were going kayaking, right, at the point. And I was like, couldn't find a parking spot. I'm like, I got to go right now. And the closest thing was my office. So that's when you saw it, with nobody else there. But luckily, the bathroom was open.
Well, some people use, you know, take your kid to work day. This was, I have to take a break a day and go to the bathroom. So you got to see the bathrooms, I guess.
I didn't actually go in the bathrooms. I just kind of explored around her office and see what she was working on mainly.
What was it like there?
It was like, it was dark because no one else was there. And it was
nobody kinda, else had to go to the bathroom that day.
And it was like, when I went there, I was excited to explore around. She said she was going to the bathroom, so I was like, okay. And I just went in her office. I just started, like, looking through stuff.
Very good. All the confidential files. It's a good thing you don't work in healthcare. That had to be a lot of fun. You two really seem like you've been together forever, and not just you said you're coming up on your anniversary. It's been a year.
Yeah, it's been a year so far. It's going on 2 years.
Yeah,
in October.
2 years.
Wow. Well, I want to give you another thing to do together, which is to visit the museum. And you can also go Museum Lab, if you saw it, as you right across the way next to the new Hazlett Theater is brand new. It just opened. You can visit our satellite studio that's in there. There are also virtual reality exhibits. There's a makerspace and lots to see and do. I've got a couple buttons for you too.
Thank you.
I want to turn to Erica from Big Brothers Big Sisters. These two are amazing.
They are amazing.
And is there anything you'd like to tell us about what's new at Big Brothers?
Well, we just wrapped up our Bowl for Kids Sake, where we had a lot of bowling events in March and April, and now we're looking forward to a fun summer, getting some activities together for the matches to attend. We do a great summer picnic, so if you're interested in joining us, you can call the office and get interviewed, and we can talk about matching you up so that you can join in on the summer activities.
Excellent. bbbspgh.org is how you can find the phone number and additional information. And you two are amazing. Thank Absolutely amazing. So let's do three words. Ayana, if you had to describe Maria in three words, what three words would you pick?
I would probably pick kind, respect, and sweet.
And Maria?
I was going to say kind, but I won't do that. So I'll say genuine, always happy, and energetic.
I like it. Did you see what she did with always happy there? She made it a word. That's what these marketing people can do sometimes. They can turn two words into one word. I want to thank all three of you for being here today. And you two are clearly an incredible match. Ayana, I meant to ask you who else is in your family.
Who else is in my family?
Mm-hmm.
In like the program?
Yeah, no. If you want to, your where you live. If you want to acknowledge anybody in your house, where you live in your home.
Well, maybe my mom, my brother, and my dad.
Yeah, there you go. What's your brother's name?
His name is Antoine.
Antoine, and do you have any pets?
No.
So Antoine, mom, dad. It's always nice to mention them. Thank you both for being here. Is there anything else you wanted to say?
Should people join the program?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's a new experience for people to figure out if you don't like. For me, I joined this program because I never had a sister figure in my life. I was always the oldest. So I always wanted someone older than me so I could hang out and do fun things. Now, if you was the only child like I was at the time, you will always probably want someone to play with other than your parents. So that's why I joined the program, and I'm having a lot of fun for this past year.
I'm so glad you're here today. Thanks, Ayana, Anne Maria, and Erica from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh.